This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus-riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Fukushima continues to be something that I'm very concerned about, as should you. And for the next couple hours, we'll talk about that and so much more with Loren Murray, who joins us now on the Bob Tuscan Show. Loren, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. From what I understand, you've been dealing with quite a bit of harassment. My listeners are concerned.
That is true. Truth tellers are not very popular now, and on top of that, the seriousness of the Fukushima disaster is global, and it's a very, very horrific event. It's never happened in the history of the world, and it's more than 300 Chernobyls, which all that poison is traveling all over the world, on the oceans, in rainwater, in atmospheric dust, and it's globally mixed from pole to pole in 1 year.
Scary stuff. You originally got interested in nuclear issues after a visit to the Hiroshima and Nagasaki museums in Japan. And from what I understand, this Fukushima disaster is thousands of times more deadly than either of those bombs having been dropped.
Many thousands of times worse. The very, very sad thing is that there's no remedy. There's no way to clean it up. There's no way to stop it. And the release of this radiation will never end in our lifetime. Before Fukushima, I was measuring radiation in Berkeley. I have a very good Geiger counter called a Gamma Scout. It's German. And it also has a little computer in it that will compile and save the readings. So you can set it to measure, take radiation reading every tenth of a second or minute or hours or days or months or whatever interval you want. And it stores it in the Geiger counter, and you take it home, just connected with a USB wire, and you can download it into the software that comes with this Geiger counter, and it's a permanent court-admissible scientific record of the radiation levels that have been read. Geiger counters don't make mistakes, so even people who are not familiar with them, or you know, are afraid of the physics and the math and the complexity, they don't have to do anything. All they do is push a button and it does the rest. And I was able to surround the Pohakaloa Army Base on the Big Island in Hawaii in 2007 with citizens living in their homes around that base. And they bought this Geiger counter and they compiled readings, I believe they were every minute, for 5 months. And when the military, the army, realized what we had, and the politicians and the state health department, they all panicked, and it forced the military to admit that they had been shooting depleted uranium at Pohakaloa and on the island of Oahu around the city of Honolulu for about 50 years. So it's up to us not to rely on governments and agencies, but to do the measurements ourselves. It's so easy to do once you have the right information and the right instrument. So the reason I wanted to come on your show and the reason I like to do interviews with you and with other radio and other hosts, TV also, is because I believe giving people the right information, telling the truth, and then talking about it calmly in order to educate the public is the very most empowering thing I can do for humanity.
And it comes at a time in which we really need this. It's a scary situation that seems to be, at the very least, hard to salvage.
Yes, but Bob, you know, when people have the right information and they have the spiritual center alive right in them, they find solutions that otherwise would never come out of disasters. And so let's remember that the Chinese character for disaster is also the Chinese character for opportunity and change.
I like that. It's true. Here's a story from Energy News today. Buildings at Fukushima plant can start floating from too much groundwater. Experts say that blocking groundwater with ice wall may weaken soil and cause building to topple. It's one thing after another. They just can't get their act straight. And we had the Rad chick on last week, and she stated that this stream underneath the facility is a big part of the problem here.
Well, the big part of the problem is that it was an intended disaster. All of this is planned. It's being carried out from British Petroleum in England, and it's going through Dr. Stephen Chu, who was a Stanford professor who received a Nobel Prize, which is a dirty prize. It's a Rothschild Prize. And not long after he received the Nobel Prize, he was suddenly hired by the Lawrence Berkeley Lab, which is where the Manhattan Project really started. And I said, uh-oh, this is a very, very major chess move by the nuclear troops and the New World Order. And so I followed it very closely. And what I discovered was that Queen Elizabeth, who owns British Petroleum, and she also owns at least half of Shell Oil, she gave Dr. Stephen Chu, as director of the Lawrence Berkeley Lab, $500 million before Obama was elected. And Queen Elizabeth also gave Obama $500 million 2 years before the election campaign when he was elected the first time. And believe me, those are not gifts that don't come with strings and IOUs. And I also discovered that as soon as Dr. Stephen Chu had been appointed Secretary of Energy by President Obama, the very new President Obama, Dr. Chu immediately appointed and hired Dr. Stephen Koonin as one of his undersecretaries of science. Now, Dr. Stephen Koonin was out of Caltech, but he had been hired by British Petroleum, so he was working for the Queen.
And so there's the BP connection. I see.
There's the BP connection, yes.
All right, well, Loren, we got to pause right there, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and continue this discussion with Loren Murray on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Artie Gunderson, chief engineer at Fairwinds Energy Education, stated today that the Fukushima reactor buildings, essentially now sitting in mud, and that the soil could disappear during a quake and bring structures down with it. These are worst-case scenarios. I think we're practically living in a worst-case scenario. And what kind of repercussions can we see as a result of all this, Lorraine?
Well, I've actually done 20 speaking tours of Japan, visited nuclear power plants, worked with the Japanese parliament, with activists, citizens, the media to educate them and scientists about the dangers of nuclear power in a country with very frequent major earthquakes. So I know Japan very, very well. And I also understand the tectonic and geologic setting of this particular plant. Almost all of the nuclear power plants in Japan are built on the ocean. In fact, they all are, because they need a large amount of cooling water to cool the reactors. And so they pump seawater through them. Now, because Japan is an island arc, it is in a very, very precarious geologic setting, because there are actually four tectonic plates or ocean plates that are diving into or colliding with each other, and Japan is sitting at the intersection of those four colliding plates. Now, Bob, would you build 45 nuclear reactors there?
If I was suicidal and wanted the world to end.
The Rockefellers did it. The Rockefellers own Japan. Sony is a very famous Japanese company, which every American knows. Probably everyone in the world practically knows it. But what they don't know is Sony stands for Standard Oil of New York, Rockefeller. The Rockefellers own Sony. So 85% of the commercial nuclear reactors in the world are built according to Westinghouse and what's the other company? Westinghouse. And I'll think of it. And those designs have been used in 85% of the reactors around the world. Now, these reactors are built along the shore on very unstable rocks that are not even lying flat. They've been flipped up on their sides, and they're now vertical. So they're fractured, they're fragile, they're subjected to a magnitude 8.5 earthquake every 5 years. That's a very, very large earthquake. And it must have been insanity, or a whole lot of bribes, actually, that put those nuclear power plants in Japan in such a precarious setting. So underneath Fukushima are these vertical beds that are very fractured and crunched from the colliding plates around them. And early advisors who went to Japan after the Fukushima disaster, the Russians sent nuclear disaster advisors. Of course, they had the Chernobyl experience to talk about, too. And France sent them, the United States sent them, and probably other countries that I'm not aware of. But they advised the Japanese, especially the Russians, to put nuclear bombs around the perimeter of that nuclear power plant, the Daiichi plant, and to blow the entire platform, the geologic foundation, into the ocean, and that would have stopped the fissioning, the fires in the spent fuel rods, and all of these problems they're having now. The Japanese government, it is almost helpless. It's TEPCO, the Japanese nuclear power company that is running the whole thing. And it's BP through Dr. Stephen Chu and Dr. Stephen Koonin who are directing this botched and screwed up emergency response, which has done nothing but create a global nuclear disaster that will only get worse over time. Now, before this happened, before Fukushima happened, I was measuring radiation in the city of Berkeley for many years, and the radiation levels were 0.07 becquerels to 0.013. This week, I have been measuring 0.35, and that's about, it's about 40 times, no, about 45 times, something like that, 40 to 45 times more radiation than, that's a huge increase. What can they do? What they've done is to take measures that resulted in the melted fuel that dripped out of the reactors into the basements, burned through the basement floors and foundations, and that molten fuel, which is continuing to fission, is at least 45 feet below the surface of the ground. That is boiling groundwater and releasing radioactive steam that is venting through cracks in the ground all the way to the surface, where people are walking and driving and everything. And radioactive steam has been coming out of these vents between the reactors since August of 2011. Now, it's gotten worse. There are much, much greater releases now. Obviously, that's a huge increase in the radiation levels. And there's nothing anyone can do, really. An ice wall is completely ridiculous. It's just insanity. I can't even believe that the Prime Minister said that, but he probably got a lot of money for doing that. And there's just nothing they can do now. There really isn't anything they can do.
Was there anything they could have ever done, or was it a matter of them not wanting to do something about this? And that's the unfortunate, sinister agenda that could have been behind this from the get-go. Loren Murray is our guest tonight. They're killing our planet, folks, and not many people seem to be paying attention.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Loren, where would you like to pick it up?
Well, let's go back to the question you asked me. What could they have done? It was pretty clear that Russia gave them the best advice, and that was to drill down around the perimeter of the plant and blow the platform it was sitting on into the ocean. Now, with that, would have that cold ocean water would have stopped the fissioning. It would have cooled the control rods. That's why they're in pools of water for 40 or 50 years, because there's nowhere to store them. And actually, to stop Chernobyl, the Soviet government collected foresters and told them if they didn't want to do it, that their families would be killed. So they had thousands of these nuclear responders who actually went under the reactor that was out of control, and they carried huge cloth hoses that they used to pump liquid nitrogen into the area under the nuclear reactor, and that cold source of cooling stopped the Chernobyl disaster. We have how many reactors are at the Daiichi plant? I think there were five or four. Anyway, this is, and they're much, much bigger than the one at Chernobyl. So this is many times worse than Chernobyl.
It certainly seems to be the case. It's amazing that TEPCO couldn't get their act together. Who are the players behind this, Loren, that want this to be destroyed and to destroy the planet? You mentioned the Rockefellers. Who else?
Well, it's really the international financiers, the bankers who make money on disasters. They make money on developing countries. They make money on mining. They make money lots of ways. Of course, there's a global drug kingdom that very few people know about, but the money in Dope Incorporated, it's run by the British and the Dutch, is they're $5 in equivalent legitimate currency that we know globally as the global economy, but there's five times more money in the Dope Inc. economy, and this is part of that. The reason that the Fukushima disaster was deliberately caused by a new and very sophisticated global weapon called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, is because the international financiers will pick a country, pump money into it to develop it, and they will continue for 200 or 300 years or 400 years. And then they collapse it by causing wars, causing what look like natural disasters, but they're actually man-made. And then they just strip all the wealth from that country and leave it burned out. And that is exactly what's happening to the United States now. It's to Japan, to Canada, and to Europe. The Western economy, which is Japan, North America, and Europe, is being collapsed deliberately by the international financiers in order to pump China. And China is the new growing world economy. Southeast Asia is also part of a major trading bloc with China. And we're on the way out, and they're on the way in, and this is nothing new. These are cycles that go on and on and on and on.
You would have to imagine that the powers that shouldn't be, who helped perpetrate such an event, have to be worried about their own health and their own family. They're not immune to nuclear fallout.
Nobody is, but, you know, they don't really care. They'll go to prison when they get caught stealing or fraud or embezzlement or anything. And they don't really care as long as they get to keep the money. Now, the people who really get the money, the international financiers, they don't go to jail. They don't. I don't know how they avoid cancer. I don't think they do. They also run the global drug economy, and a lot of their family members are addicted to, for instance, heroin and opium. They think it's worth it. But, you know, we're dealing with people. These international financiers have inbred. A good example is the Rothschilds, and they inbreed in order to keep the large amounts of money in the family. So when the Rothschilds were set up in the five major financial centers in Europe in the mid-1700s, it was because the Pope had prohibited Christians until the mid-1700s from being involved in money lending or usury, charging interest on loans. And in the mid-1700s, the Pope, I don't know what the reasons were, but I'll be finding that out in my research. But he rescinded this ban on money lending and usury for Christians. So the old money lenders who had been the money lenders in the Roman Empire, in the Egyptian Empire, in the Mesopotamian Empire, these are bloodlines that have bred with each other all those centuries and millennia, believe it or not. They had to reorganize themselves. So they went to Amstel Meyer Rothschild in Frankfurt, Germany. He shared a house with the Schiffs, and Jacob Schiff was one of that family line, and he funded the Russian Bolshevik Revolution through Kuhn Loeb. It's a Wall Street robber baron investment house, and they've just done this for centuries. Now, this new financial arrangement in the European countries, they maintain control of that. They still control it. But it's because Meyer Amstel Rothschild made a family rule that all of his children and all of his ancestors, direct ancestors, had to marry first cousins. So they've been marrying first cousins for 250 years. I know from breeding animals, livestock, dogs, cats, cattle, everything, that you can't do that. You end up with insanity, with birth defects, with a big genetic disaster. Those are the people running the world now. Those are the people making these insane decisions. And when I looked up Dr. Stephen Kunin, now remember, Stephen Chu is Chinese. Dr. Stephen Kunin is Jewish. And his in his bio, and a lot of the international financiers are also Jewish, but in his bio, on the Department of Energy website, it stated, Dr. Stephen Kunin is a theoretical physicist. And then in the next paragraph, it said he is also an expert on ocean environments. I've never met a physicist, I've known lots of them, who was interested in oceans. They're interested in invisible things that we can't even see, like particles and atoms and electrons and things like that. So these two people probably represent the vested interest in carrying out the Fukushima disaster. It would be China and the international financiers.
Interesting stuff. Loren Murray, our guest. Stand by. We'll come right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Solutions next hour, Loren, and we'll also open up the phone lines then. But to finish off this hour, I want to ask, what are the repercussions of this nuclear fallout for our health, for our environment, and so on and so forth?
Well, I would like to read a few paragraphs from a chapter called How to Wreck the Environment, which was written by Dr. Gordon J.F. MacDonald, who is the geophysicist who developed geophysical warfare for HAARP, and he's the one who designed the equipment that caused the Fukushima disaster. So I can't think of anyone better to ask than him.
Right, yeah.
And this is from a book published in about 1968 it was edited by Nigel Calder, who was a scientific editor. And it's called Unless Peace Comes, A Scientific Forecast of New Weapons. Now, these are the weapons that were being developed by many countries during the Cold War. And HAARP is one of them. It's a huge radar antenna network that is global now, and the applications are to explore for subsurface mineral deposits from space, to create mind control of all living things. They can do that now. And the monkey colony at UC Davis is where the animal studies were done when I was a student there. It also can cause tectonic warfare, this geophysical warfare that Gordon MacDonald is talking about, to create what we think are normal events in nature, floods, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, drought and storm, all kinds of things like that. But what he explains in the book is it's called Secret War and Changing Relationships. This is at the end of the of his chapter. And he says that operations producing such conditions, in other words, create these disasters as economic competition among many advanced nations increases. They're competing with each other. So they can use this huge antenna network to produce a war that is not on a battlefield. It's an invisible war that creates transformations, and it's a secret war, which is never declared or even known by the affected populations. And it can go on for years, with only the security forces who are involved being aware of it. So people suffering from droughts and storms and earthquakes and these disasters think they're natural, but in fact it's these military really runs these weapons, the Navy especially, and it modifies the earth or natural processes in a way that those processes and the energy released can be used as weapons to bring about economic and political transformations. So most people don't even know about it. But because I worked at Livermore Lab, which is where the Soviet scientists and U.S. scientists co-developed this system during the Cold War, because the U.S. and Russia have always been very, very good friends. They are not enemies. They were never enemies, but both economies would have collapsed without a pretend war. So what he says basically is political, legal, economic, and sociological consequences of deliberate environmental modification, even for peaceful purposes, will be of such complexity that perhaps all our present involvements in nuclear affairs will seem simple. Our understanding of basic environmental science and technology is primitive. He's saying we don't know what we're doing. But still more primitive are our notions of the proper political forms and procedures to deal with the consequences of modification. In other words, he's saying we don't even know what we're doing with this weapon system. All experience shows that less significant technological changes than environmental control finally transform political and social relationships, and that is the purpose for using it.
Have you seen Deborah Tavares? Oh, and I'm getting an echo here. I'm not sure if I went away. Good. Deborah Tavares' work on silent weapons for a quiet war?
I know her very well. I've stayed with her. We've done research together. She's done very, very good research. She's a very good activist. She really is.
She is. She is. You got to check out this document that she's uncovered recently by that name, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And it sounds to be... what's that?
That's HAARP. That is HAARP.
Exactly. It's part of HAARP. It's other things as well, but you know, smart meters and so on and so forth. But she does a great job in outlining that. I did a 3-hour interview with her a couple months ago now, And it's shocking. It really is. What's happening in our world today is out of the scene of a movie. Well, it's not even out of the scene of a movie. It's a bad movie, if that. And it really is scary. I never thought that I would, you know, become aware of all of this. But it's there.
It's there. It's in their documents. They've talked about it for, this is nothing new. They've been trying to depopulate this planet since the 1500s. There's a book called The Labyrinth of the World, and it was written in the 1500s and in England, and it exactly describes a global disaster like Chernobyl, like Fukushima, that would kill both near and far huge amounts of people. So what's happened is, because of the physicists and chemists and the discoveries in the 1700s and 1800s, particularly Tesla, the Yugoslavian or Serbian scientist who actually discovered and described and experimented to develop the basic fundamental science, the mathematical basis and so forth of these technologies that are part of HARP. It was J.P. Morgan who burned Tesla's laboratory down because Tesla wouldn't sell him the patent for energy that you can get out of the air, out of the earth, the envelope around the earth. And Tesla and the other scientists wanted to give free energy to humanity, but these bankers wanted to make money on it. And there are several very good films about Tesla and what happened. They're fantastic. In fact, I showed one at Deborah's film club one night. And what has happened, it's taken 100 years to finally weaponize and control globally the entire population with the Tesla technologies, but they're misapplied. And it's J.P. Morgan, it's all those bankers, the Rothschilds, all those people, the Rockefellers, who were behind this. It's a very small group of people who intend to control the entire global population and to eliminate kinds of people they don't want around. Basically, they want to be wealthy and control everything and have nothing but a slave class.
Yeah, that's exactly right. When we come back with our number three and our second hour with Loren, we're going to talk a little bit about mitigation, how we can protect ourselves, try to drum up some solutions here in this very dangerous situation we're living in today's world. Also take phone calls at 800-313-9443 if you have any questions or comments for Loren. Next hour will be your chance to do so. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. I see somebody in the chat room saying, have Deborah back on. Yeah, we'll have her back on. And it's always great to have Loren on with us, and we'll tell you more about her work and what we can do about all this on the other side of this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.